My guest at this time is former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He is now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. He has also endorsed Ted Cruz for president of the United States on the Republican side. We want to get his reaction to Thursday's raucous debate, as well as Friday's endorsement of Donald Trump by Chris Christie, which surprised a lot of people. And Ken, thanks very much for your time today.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Let's start with the debate. The gloves came off very, very early. Marco Rubio early going after Trump on the hiring of illegals and his very questionable university. Later, it was about his specifics or lack of specifics on Obamacare. Ted Cruz went after him for continuing to support Planned Parenthood and donating to politicians who have tried to block confirmation of conservative judges. And it just the list goes on and on. So what do you think was the most important part of that debate?
Well, first of all, I think the most important part of it was that Trump had no substantive answer to any of this. And if you pay attention, and I would urge your listeners here to think about this the next time you're watching the guy, listen for anything specific. I mean, there's the wall. Okay, we've all heard about the wall. Well, there isn't much else. I mean, that's why it was so easy to go after him on health care, because he's got no plan. He's got no plan. He says, we're going to get rid of Obamacare, but he tells George Stephanopoulos the day before Iowa that every single person who doesn't have health insurance, the government's going to pay for their health care. That's increasing Medicaid by over 30 million people. Now, I don't know exactly what each one of them costs, but if it's about $10,000 a year per person, that's, what is that? $300 billion added to the budget for his whimsical health care plan, you know, all while we're already bankrupt. And Ted Cruz did a great job last night of prosecuting the case for why Donald Trump can't prosecute the case against Hillary Clinton. You know, you've heard this recent dust-up about taxes. The thing that a lot of people lose sight of, I don't think whatever Mitt Romney says about his taxes, about Donald Trump's taxes is a big deal. What's a big deal is that our entire party has been hammering Hillary Clinton for not releasing her speeches to before Goldman Sachs, for not sharing the emails which were illegally kept in her home, for hiding, lying, and openness is going to be absolutely critical. Our nominee needs to be 100% totally open to prosecute the case of dishonesty and deception of Hillary Clinton. And Ted Cruz made the case last night that he can do that and Donald Trump cannot. And he went on issue by issue, health care, Libya, where Donald Trump had the same position as Hillary Clinton. And by the way, Marco Rubio, yes, let's go topple Gaddafi. Donald Trump once again denied it last night. It's amazing. He stands there, calls other people a liar untruthfully. It's incredible. It's a Saul Alinsky tactic. And Ted prosecuted that case last night and gave a better and very succinct plan for foreign policy. Stop toppling these regimes, beef up the military, hit the terrorists, and come home. No nation building, no toppling the Gaddafis of the world, as loathsome as they are, like Donald Trump wants to, like Marco Rubio and Hillary Clinton, frankly, want to.
Ken, let's...
I thought Ted did spectacular last night. I have to say, you know, I'm a Cruz supporter, but I did enjoy, I'll tell you what I enjoyed the most about the Rubio-Trump exchanges was watching how much Marco was enjoying it. he was having a blast out there last night. Now, it was a lot of personal back and forth between him and Trump versus the issue back and forth that I think Ted prosecuted. But, man, he was having a blast last night. And Donald Trump looked like his head was going to explode.
So how does this translate to deciding where this race heads from here? Because obviously both Cruz and Rubio want to be one-on-one with Trump, and both of them are locked in struggles with themselves, with each other, and with Trump in a lot of these different states. And right now, of course, the media, because Trump's decided to go after Rubio in the wake of the debate, is focusing more on Rubio than Cruz. So how do we get to the point where one of these guys goes against Trump?
Well, one of them has to break away in the delegate count. And I think you're going to see that happen for Ted on Tuesday. Ted is better positioned in more states than Rubio. Trump has no ground game anywhere. He has this national sort of media campaign. And I have to tell you, the media is really failing the American people. I sat in CNN with Wolf Blitzer for an hour today, and with someone from Rubio and with someone for Trump to discuss the issues of the campaign debates. We all sat there while they just played the Christie Trump press conference, and they had a press conference and then an event, and they went right back on, and they were saying nothing. It was the most petulant, childish attacks that, and this is the Rubio Trump thing. Their back and forth has been so childish. Oh, look how he sweats in a debate, and he's so nervous behind the curtain. And well, he's mean, and look at this, he can't even spell right in his tweets. And I mean, where is the substance? And Ted has stayed back from that, thank goodness. And it was really, when he hit Trump yesterday, it was on how Trump has run the campaign and on the substance of issues that really affect people's lives. Do you want to be able to have choice in healthcare? Well, Ted Cruz has a plan and Donald Trump doesn't. Do you want to actually have a strong military but not have it running all over the world? Ted Cruz is the only candidate of the main three that has that position, and so on and so on. So Ted's got to be pushing issues the way he has, offering a positive vision for America as he did last night, while these other two, frankly, just kind of have a food fight.
We're talking with Ken Cuccinelli, and sir, you mentioned the attention that the Christie endorsement has gotten Donald Trump on Friday, and that comes basically about 14, 15 hours after a debate in which a lot of people are talking about what a kind of a rough night it might have been for Donald Trump. We'll see if it translates in the vote count next week. But with this issue coming up now, it's certainly changing the narrative after a fairly short period of time. Overall, what do you make of Christie after criticizing Trump on a number of key issues while he was still a candidate, has now decided to endorse the frontrunner?
Well, you know, I guess blustery liberal Republicans flock together. In that sense, I can't say that I'm altogether surprised. I'm a little surprised that the guy who said governors, governors, governors must be president, governors, governors, only governors, endorses someone who's never been elected to anything or responsible for anything in government ever, while there's another governor still in the race who we all thought he was friends with, John Kasich. So this does look a bit calculating on Christie's part, but be that as it may, it's the only relevance it has is that all the networks droolingly and slobberingly covered this event live. All of them. I mean, Fox Business Network and Fox News ran it live. How much sense does that make? But they don't do that for Cruz. They don't do that for Rubio. And frankly, the mainstream media loves Rubio, but they don't even do that for him. This is really a real problem with the media, where they ask no substantive questions of this guy, and they play up all of the what amounts to bullying type speeches. Oh, he wet his pants and he sweats a lot and he's mean and he's a liar and he's a clown and he's this. I mean, you know, that doesn't advance the cause of liberty in America. It doesn't offer a vision for America. It offers entertainment now, but entertainment in government is more of a problem. You know, Obama was really good the sales, marketing, and communication that make up a campaign. That's what campaigns are, sales, marketing, and communication. And you'd have to say that Donald Trump has some talent in those areas. But what we found out when Obama got to the White House, governing takes a hell of a lot more than sales, marketing, and communication. Donald Trump is not prepared for that. He's not prepared to govern this country. He is... he's changed position on virtually every significant issue simply to appeal to the voters in front of him. And there's been no change in his life that suggests why he's gone from strongly pro-choice, in his words, pro-partial birth abortion, to saying now he's pro-life. Well, we've seen this before in the Republican Party, and it never ends well.
last topic, and this one will require you to put on two different hats, one as a Cruz supporter and one as president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. Another event last night, I believe it was in Washington, Senator Lindsey Graham is getting some heat today for comments he made. He was kind of roasting the different Republican presidential candidates. And when he got to Ted Cruz, who he's obviously no fan of, he said that if somebody were to kill Ted Cruz on the floor of the United States Senate and the trial were to be held in the Senate, no one could get convicted. Some are saying this was all a part of fun. Others say that's way over the line. What's your reaction?
Yeah, there's nothing fun about that. I mean, Lindsey Graham is a loser on policy. He's a loser on politics. He had to run scared from the presidential campaign before it got to his home state to avoid being utterly humiliated. Utterly humiliated. And comments like that have no place in modern and appropriate political discourse. You know, the notion that murder is something to joke about is really pretty pathetic, and he doesn't do himself any credit with remarks like that. And Senator Cruz is used to dealing with these folks. Look, one of the advantages of Ted Cruz, he has been throwing grenades into the establishment that make people like Lindsey Graham that just that mad. They make him that mad. They come unhinged. I mean, that's an unhinged comment. But if you make him the president, he goes from throwing grenades into the special interest groups and the establishment to nuking it. He will nuke the establishment as president of the United States. He is the only one with a track record of actually doing that. And I say we give him better weaponry and move him from the Senate to the presidency.
We'll be watching. Big vote on Tuesday in about a dozen states. Mr. Cuccinelli, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, now the president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. I'm Craig Corumbus reporting for Radio America.